Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, RC Carlton, the commish, and I am joined by Actively Lazy, aka Starscream, aka IBS Jesus. How are you today, sir?
I've never gotten aka Triple H, but I get Starscream. I don't understand that.
I don't know where Starscream came. Well, it came from you, or
no, it came from you. That's where it came from.
Came from your behaviors.
My behaviors? I don't think it's wrong to want to see people in front of you fail. I thought that was inevitable. That is the Sith way. Every Sith wants the master to die. So, I mean, it's perfectly
fine. Is that how it's supposed to go?
Yeah, that's exactly how it's supposed to go. Yes.
Deep down, generally. All right, let's get it popping straight out. Bama did it again. Charlie Brown and Lucy. I don't know if that's becoming a dated reference or not, but kids should always know who Charlie Brown and Lucy are. Bama beat Georgia again. Some fun, some memes. But your takeaway from that?
Can't fade Nick, man. Just don't give these goats any motivation, whether they coach or player, man. When you at the top of the top, you shouldn't be given extra motivation. And like he said, the rat poison was definitely out there. And people got to understand all these Bill Belichick related people all keep in touch with the lines. They take it very personal when they've been favored for most of their careers. And then all of a sudden they are underdog against somebody that they've consistently performed against. So the Bulldogs constantly step on a rake every time they play Bama. So I was shocked at how effortless it looked at times. And I thought Bama or Georgia could make some kind of adjustments, but again, they just looked like they either didn't watch film or they just honestly had no answer for what they were seeing.
I really thought that, and I think this is what most people thought, that the front seven, the front four of Georgia would dominate Bama's offensive line to the point where a lot of the proud things Alabama did, they would be unable to do. And if there was any year that was going to happen, it was this year. But Alabama made adjustments for the Auburn game. Probably is actually the worst thing to happen to Georgia because Alabama just retooled everything and got things straight. And had it been a blowout, maybe they wouldn't have. But it's just classic Nick Saban versus Kirby. I'm not as down on Kirby, but I do see some Harbaugh in him when the team needs to make some victories past Harbaugh, not this year's Harbaugh, baby. But I see some old Virginia Tech, Frank Beamer, Harbaugh for Michigan, big game kind of stuff. So that's becoming disturbing. I still do think Georgia's going to win it in the end. I wouldn't put any money on it. That's just a feeling. I wouldn't bet a penny on it. But I do think like Georgia is going to win the rematch because I just think they're better. But, you know, they might choke it away.
They can't win with Bennett. Not the whole thing. And I don't think they can beat Bama with Bennett based off of what Bama saw and the adjustments that they made in applying pressure to him. And taking away his first reads. He's still young. You know, he's a young kid. He's not going through progressions. Georgia's passing attack ain't the kind of passing attack where you got progressions to go again. Yeah. It honestly looked like Jake Fromm, you know, he couldn't make the throws outside the numbers and the reads were so simple. Like even the interception, like it was just so obvious that he was throwing to the tight end. It's going to be hard to beat.
But that's neither here nor there. That's the only person he could throw to was the tight end, so I don't see, why he was going with that. I guess evidently this is big news. I've seen some teams celebrate after losing all season, that winning their first game, but I've never seen the kind of celebration that the Lions did yesterday after winning their first game. It's a lot, man. I mean, I was happy for them, but they did a lot.
Man, I really thought they should have been 0-17. I don't care what nobody says. I don't know.
They had some games they could have won earlier. But honest, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and I don't like the coach. I don't like the meathead or the dude. No, I don't. So, but should you give a post-game speech and a game ball and you only won one game?
When you're in the Lions, you know what? Yeah, fuck it.
Good job, man. We got
it. Yeah. Like you saw Jared Goff's girlfriend's reaction, man. I don't think anybody ever expected them to win a game.
No, I didn't. But I don't want to hear about overcoming the odds and you only won one game. Like, that's not inspirational.
Overcoming the odds and you're about to lose by less than a field goal again.
Yeah, that's not inspirational. But they did win. Great video. If you didn't see Jared Goff's girlfriend, notice she wasn't watching the game or keeping it handy. Somebody notified her what was going on because she was busy.
She was busy.
It's a lot of downtime in that photo shoot. She wasn't working when they brought their phone over to her. I don't think. I had to go back and look. Maybe I was distracted.
I'll go back and look for you. It's fine.
If she was working or not. You know, it looked like she was in between takes. She is a swimsuit model, if y'all didn't miss it. It's a good video for multiple reasons. Fines, mutes, and game balls. We had a fine. My first ever fine for cropping. The saltines, it finally got to me. But this was the worst crop job I've ever seen in my life. Tim Childers. It's a glitch on Facebook, honestly. Because, like, when you try to crop, if you try to share the picture, then use Facebook to crop it, it'll take 1/4 of your picture. And Tim shared that picture of Trey Young and everybody went off. And honestly, it did hurt my eyes. And when saltines start cropping, it's like, I think Barkley said one time, when the saltines can't read, you know you're in trouble. When saltines can't crop right, I don't feel right about the world because that's all they seem to care about on Threads.
Yeah, I feel like you should get your saltine card revoked if you don't crop properly.
Okay, right.
If your battery is lower than 50%, and if you use bad grammar, you should lose your saltine card.
I feel, well, no, I'm not going to do that. That's too mean. Believe it or not, I have limits, people. I have limits. I like Tim.
I like Tim because he's anti-Luka, so
yeah, that's why I like him too. He's not as annoying with Atlanta as some people are, so I can go with that. I wonder if he's a Georgia fan. I wonder if he felt that. He seems to like all Atlanta, so.
He's Georgia Tech, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that before. Dominic Zenga, I'm finding him. I'm glad. I hope I don't follow him on Instagram. If I do, he's probably muted or hidden or whatever. But Matt, and I never said Matt's name before, but everybody knows Matt, Matty B. He found something that Dominic liked on Instagram. And I don't even know. My mom might listen to this. I'm scared to even say it out loud. But I'm going to say it out loud. It was a meme of who's the guy? I actually don't know his name. The starfish that hangs out with SpongeBob. That's your generation.
SpongeBob is not my generation. It's the generation after me, first of all. Second of all, because I've worked with kids all my life, that's Patrick.
I worked them too, and I didn't watch.
But I worked with a much younger population than you. That's Patrick.
But anyway, you did all that caping for yourself, and you clicked, and you clearly knew the name.
No, I did. Of course. I knew it. I've got a 4-year-old, and I'm already
show outdated for a 4-year-old. They still watch that?
What? SpongeBob ain't never going away. It's
classic. But anyway, they got Patrick up here saying my clip before sucking the vibrator and then my clip after I use it times in one day. I didn't say how many times, and like Patrick's all messed up. So like, I don't know. That's the first time I read it close. Like, this is kind of humor that we have to tame Zynga from. Any other group, he'd be allowed to do this. He's blocked by all the major media companies on Twitter, ESPN, Bleacher Report, Score. What else is there? Sports Illustrated. He literally is blocked by almost all of those venues because he's always doing something crazy. And Matty B called him, and it's just filthy and disgusting. I didn't mute him, but I should have muted him, but whatever. I think I need to shake him down for some all-star dues. He pays like every 6 months. So I didn't want to do it too quick.
Couldn't touch him. He might like it.
Yeah, I know, right? Good old Zynga. He's funny, though. We like him. He's a little low-key problematic of race, too. But Corey and I, either we educated him or we shut him down and he stopped saying stupid stuff.
He cool, man. He never called me nigga, so I'm good with him.
He's from Florida.
Can I say that on air?
Nickel is supposed to be. My bad. I guess we get one N-word pass a month. But yeah, he's from Florida.
Damn, I should have saved it then.
I know, right? I used it last week, I think, or the week before. And this is what I did. I might find Randall Kierstead once a month. He's the Adam Schefter of our group. He's down with Team Nickel in real life in New Kent, the county I live in. But he shared some clickbait shit about both lied, and I had a picture of Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown. Bro, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Like, if there's any athlete that I would act real nasty to, spit at, you know, and I'm not, and just like lowest of the low, if I lost my mind about an athlete, it would be Aaron Rodgers. And this is the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. Aaron Rodgers, if he, you know, he, whatever team protocol he broke, it had something to do with too many people in a room or not wearing a mask during a press conference, something relatively minor. But he did not lie to the NFL. In fact, he told the NFL and applied for alternative vaccinations. So he couldn't have lied to them because he was telling them, I want to do this. No one in the NFL has said he lied or misrepresented himself to them. He lied to the media. That is not a crime. That is, he misled, lied is strong. He misled the media so he could look a certain way and dodge any kind of consequence from the media. On the other hand, Antonio Brown, one of my favorite players, who Tom Brady needs to do this again, got a fake vax card. It's a federal crime because it has the CDC seal on it. So if, to make it correctly, you have to put the CDC seal on it, which is a federal crime. He violated the league rules and the vaccinated, unvaccinated status and the protocols they have for the players that are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. He ignored all of those all season long because he pretended like he was vaccinated by faking the documents. Those two things, they are not the same. I don't care what color they are.
Yo, could you imagine AB saying he did his own research? Like going on an interview. Who would he go on? He would probably go, oh man, this is awful.
What do you call it?
I'm gonna sound like a sellout for this, but let's be honest. If he's black and he's going to do an interview, he's going on Breakfast Club. All right.
Yeah, Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I was trying to think of a black podcaster that he would go to, but Breakfast Club is probably the way to go about this.
I guess he could go to Bomani Jones, but that wouldn't be like a
good fit. Nah,
that would be
Bomani. Bomani would ask actual tough questions.
Yeah, you
have to punch Bomani.
We don't have a black Pat McAfee. That can't exist in the world.
We don't, unless it's Mike Tyson. And you gotta get high to talk to him. But either way, dog, AB is the goofiest dude of all time. Like, this is right up his alley. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that people think that these are related or it's racism. That's why he got suspended. No, this motherfucker, man, see, I was about to use the N-word again. This motherfucker is stupid. He's just stupid. Like, you falsified a federal document, essentially, is what they're gonna say you did, which is serious. I'm sorry, it's a serious offense, and it's one of those things that's just so stupid, man. Like, there's plenty of ways to get around this without you getting in legal trouble, and then given your standing in the league already in the last couple years, you should probably stay out of legal trouble. He should have finessed it like Aaron Rodgers did. It obviously worked for Aaron Rodgers for what, almost 12 weeks?
Yeah, nobody bothered. But the worst part of this all, the worst part is after he got caught, he just went and got vaccinated. So this wasn't a false stand or some kind of, like, that's you caved in once you got caught. It's just, I understand if you're willing to do a fake vax card and you just got vaxxed after you got. Like, bro, what were you doing? Why didn't you get vaxxed then if that was the problem? What changed? Nothing about the vaccine changed, even your conspiracy theories or whatever. So I don't understand. You would still just get, it's weird.
Or you could just pay the dude that you owed the money to, and then this wouldn't even be an issue.
Pay your debts, especially if you're rich, because it could actually hurt you. If you a nickel just around town, you keep avoiding that dude for $20. But when you're rich, and you got secrets, You pay the people that keep your secrets. You also don't tell everybody your business. Because evidently, people that don't know, his cook is the one who, or chef, is the one that snitched on him. So
not the barber, the chef.
Yes, not the barber, the chef. I know, I can see the barber telling
you. Yeah.
Cutting his hair or whatever. The chef. You talk too much to your chef, if that's the case. But anyway, Randall, you don't have to placate Team Nickel to that degree. You're probably safe from February, unless, as long as I get my money. You are
You gotta be safe. The Irish, have you not heard? The Irish were just as well, like they were treated as poorly as us. Yeah, so he's gotta be safe.
I know, right? And I gave a game ball. Tony Mays, I've grown to like Tony Mays. It took years for me to like and respect Tony Mays. Kicked him out of the group several times. I like that stick-to-itiveness when you keep coming back for more. But Jordan Box put him in a clown suit. He has a thing about Westbrook, and he was going on and on every night. Not every night. Only when Westbrook has bad games does he talk about Westbrook. But that's fine. We have a long legacy of Westbrook hate in the group. But
never seen him having a good game. Broke
down all the stats that A, over the last 10 games, Westbrook had been playing pretty well. B, his stats were almost nearly identical to Luka's. Luka's just has more usage and plays more minutes because he's the third or second guy on the team, depending on LeBron's there. And he just, everything he said on the thread, Jordan had a fact-based, stat-based response. I felt like a proud papa, Jordan. I taught you so well. You get so much better at arguing. You don't see it when you're arguing, when he's arguing against me because he's not on that level. But I see it when he's arguing against the jobbers.
Listen, first of all, Jordan Box is a terrorist, okay? He's a black terrorist. He's the DC sniper of the group. He just pops up, spits off Lakers shit, Yankee shit. Awful.
I'm surprised he's not a Cowboys fan, but somehow he's a
I mean, I'm surprised he's not too, but I wouldn't
Lakers, Yankees, and Giants.
It's like, how did that happen? Either way, Tony Mays is my guy. He's hilarious. He gets on my nerves with this Luka love, but that's about the only thing we really fight on. So I'm cool with Tony because you know, anybody that's willing to stand on what they say, no matter how ridiculous it is fine with me because I do it all the time. I mean, that's essentially what the group is for. And I know there's nothing you like more than seeing black-on-black hate in the group because we know you let these salties argue and fight each other for months and months and months, but let two brothers start fighting and then one of them got to get kicked out or muted. I see how it go. We just want equality, bro. We just want equality. I would much rather watch Jordan and Tony Mays argue than the last two people that we
had. I didn't complain about it. I rewarded somebody for it. Mm-hmm. I didn't complain about it. I said, hey, good job, Jordan. You wrecked him. Good job. As opposed to the other folks. Looking funny in the light. Looking funny in the light is first is Brian Kelly's Southern accent. He came to an LSU basketball game and there was a lot of twang in his voice.
My family.
It was some Hillary Clinton. I think somebody else that came and did that too. They came and brought down the accent when they went down to the South, but it was pretty terrible. And I don't know why people think they need to mimic the accent. We know that it's not real when you do it. I don't know why you need to do that.
I mean, having been down South in several different areas, the last thing you want to do is be fake. Because that's universal.
I see, right?
South of DC, that's universal. Don't nobody got no love for nobody out here posing. So you stepping into these people's houses, you best believe somebody's grandma a mama or cousin gonna say something to you about you being fake. Why you talk like that? Why you talk so funny? And they gonna make fun of you. So just eat the food that they serve. Make sure you bow your head and close your eyes when they pray. Uh-huh. And then when they pick on you, have some comebacks and you good to go. That's how you get your respect. That's how you get your going family. No, bro. No.
It's terrible. It's
why?
You get paid too much money to care to do that kind of. You don't have to really ingratiate yourself to these people. Just win. It doesn't matter.
You can't halfway do
now,
that.
Now, granted, Orgeron couldn't speak, but so I guess in some ways that made him very lovable. But at the same time, he couldn't speak and they still loved him. So yeah. As long as you win, Nobody cares, man. Just win. You don't have to pretend to be something that you aren't. It's just, that was terrible. Also looking funny in the light, and you made this the group cover photo, the reverse of this. And I don't know if the young kids know about this or not, but LeBron closed his eyes during a free throw. And kind of spelling out LeBron's career in comparison to Jordan, he missed it. If you're too young to know, Michael Jordan did this at least once, if not more than once, during the game where he would close his eyes and still hit the free throw. LeBron tries it and misses. And that basically shows LeBron's pursuit of Jordan. Not quite.
Man, listen, I'm tired of this passive-aggressive shit, man. The man made another Space Jams. He out here closing his eyes and shooting free throws. Call it what it is, man. Call it what it is. LeBron want to be Jordan so bad, and the people want him to be Jordan so bad, and it's never good enough. He could just be LeBron. He could have really built and did his own legacy, and everybody would respect LeBron for being LeBron. But his fans and him too, obviously, just gotta try to one up Jordan, and he just make a fool out of himself every time. Space Jam 2 was fucking awful. You got Koreans out here making fun of you, man. Like, nobody would have ever dissed Michael Jordan in his prime, no matter how bad his acting was. Yeah,
Space Jam was iconic. And that was not a good movie, but it seemed good.
Nobody. LeBron getting clowned for Space Jam 2, and then he out here closing his eyes. He, the audacity of somebody that shoots free throws like LeBron closing their eyes to shoot a free throw.
That's what somebody said. He shoots 69% when they open. So why don't you close your eyes?
Get out of here, bro. I try to be nice about it, but that's some dumb shit, man.
Every week on Monday, we play the one word game. I will say, I wake up Monday morning, and it's one of the first things I do after I brush my teeth. I say, describe during football season. I say, describe your team's week, fill in the blank, performance in one word. So right now, we're going to play that game with a couple different teams in college or pro. So you are the resident Cowboys fan. So we'll do it for both. But I'll ask you, and then I'll respond with mine. Describe the Cowboys' last week's performance in one word.
America.
You said what?
America. That's what it's all about, baby. America. That's how we do. America's team.
Mediocre.
Representing America.
Probably one because we had more resources.
Exactly. Doesn't matter how it happens, we're still the best. That's what that means.
I would use the word enough. They did just enough to win. It wasn't the most impressive win, but it's a victory, and they did enough. 49ers, week 13 performance in one word, sir.
Oh, boys.
Well, they got your number, man. Let it go.
No, they don't, bro. No, they don't. Jimmy Garoppolo fucking sucks, man. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him. And no. All you people who worship Bill Belichick, y'all need to hold him to the fire. He really picked this dude over time. I'm a Tom Brady hater. I would have never insulted Tom Brady like that. Never in my life would I insult Tom Brady like that. Matter of fact, when I found out, remember when you showed me the report about us dissing Tom Brady? I was like, what the fuck? And I'm a Tom Brady hater. That dude that's playing quarterback right now is awful. I can't with him. I can't.
Put in Trey Lance. See how that goes.
Man, run the ball. I don't care.
I would use the words Wilson. Y'all got Wilson. That's what Russell Wilson. He played bad the whole time since he came back, but he got up for y'all. They looked like a whole different team. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I should have put money on it because I knew it. I said in the pregame show, so they got your number. I think they said something like he swept y'all like 6 or 7 times in his career. So it's not unusual. They just play y'all really well. It's a good matchup. Georgia Bulldogs. One word to describe their performance in the SEC championship game.
Holla.
What was that?
Holla.
Holla.
Yeah, as in goodbye, holla. As in Jay holla, as in
oh man, I'm gonna use the word that's obvious, choke. Like if they had lost to Alabama in some kind of close game that was back and forth, I respect that. You looked unprepared to play. So I can't give you any credit for that. You look unprepared to play. You look like frauds, honestly. And that is not what I expect, especially this year. I said, well, it's finally going to be Georgia's year. Maybe not. And then Alabama. One word to describe Alabama's win in the SEC championship game.
Flawless.
I'll take typical. That is typical. You, Nick Saban fixed the problems with his team. You doubted him. And unless your name is Clemson, usually doubting him is not. You either got to have an all-time team like LSU, and then maybe some of those Clemson's might be, Clemson teams might be all-time too. You got to either, you got to have somebody that's just so amazing as a quarterback, a Burrow, a Watson, a who's the other guy? Trevor Lawrence. You get, that's what you got to get to beat him on a big stage. And that's kind of what, even though I think Georgia might catch him, that might spell trouble because Georgia does not have that guy under center. I'm going to get off this rant about fake news. And it's come up because there's so many college rumors and everybody wants to be first. And guys, I'm just going to break this to you. You don't have fucking sources. You're not a reporter. You're not connected. Let me show you how this works. Even the one guy I believe might have a little bit of a connection. You're still 2 to 3 to 4 people removed from the source. So every time you get further away from the source, you're further away from the truth. If you played the game of telephone when you were a child, where you sat in a circle and they said, I don't know, Mandy has grapefruits. By the time you get it around the circle, it'll be Mandy has syphilis. Like, that's human nature. When we pass information, we interpret it, we hear it incorrectly, we put our own spin on it, and it dilutes itself. When real media members have something, they check the source. A lot of times they have true sources or so direct from the source. Like Adam Schefter is constantly getting it from the agents. So the agent knows that the client's gonna sign. If y'all sources were actually right, how come nobody knew where Lincoln Riley was going to go? And nobody looks and sees if these sources are wrong. Then you say, oh, this is happening, and this is on this message board. And it's always wrong. Just wait for ESPN or Bleacher Report. They'll even tell you when it's negotiating. But your little rumors that have been having John Gruden go to Tennessee for 10 straight years at one point, it's just, you can't. Rumors, speculation, and one of my favorite podcasts say, innuendo. You're just gossiping like little schoolgirls. I'm sorry.
It's hard out here for us to get real news. Thank you very much. In NFL and all that, you can follow beat writers and stuff. People get access. There's no access to anything in college football, man. By the time we find out,
Don't lie about it. Don't just say Johnny's cousin who knows this guy who's a booster. It's like, I remember this, it was a legit story that Dan Patrick ran on, and it was something like that. Well, he didn't run on it. He played it on his show. It's for Entertainment Tonight. And it said, a source who's close to the source, who's very close to the source. And Entertainment Tonight really ran a story about a celebrity about that. And that's what we're getting. So it's like, I don't know. To me, it damages the integrity. Sometimes people say, is this true?
It's college football. There is no integrity.
My boy Ashley shared a report that was from like, Bleacher Retort. Like, I'm like, what? It really did have, like, it was like a fake Bleacher Report account, but didn't have the T or something, but it had the logo. And Ashley shared that. Ashley's a smart guy. Everybody gets caught up in it. They got to be first, and they want to know, but nobody knows. Just let it happen, bro. And then everybody feels special because they got an inside source. No, you don't. No, you don't. Dalton said, my source said this. No, you don't. If you knew that, you wouldn't have went to bed saying, he ain't leaving. If you had a source, he went to bed saying, he ain't leaving. Then I said, bump. He said, why are you bumping? He's still there. I said, wait, you haven't looked? He's gone. He flew away. You'd be crying earlier than you did. We don't have sources. We're just normal folks.
Pretty sure they still get their news by mail in Oklahoma. So he might have been a little behind.
Pony Express. So it's not, and like I am like, plugged into media all day long. I don't do message boards, but I follow every relevant Twitter account for anything that's relevant about college football, NBA, NFL, politics, whatever. But like,
So what you're telling me is you're tapped into fake news because everything that's got a blue check and verified is fake news. Haven't you heard?
No, of course, evidently not. That should evidently so. It should be something. But even the guy, you know, some of the guys I listen to for college, like their scouts, they're plugged in or whatever. But I don't go by and say, oh my God, they're going to show us, you know. But it's just, I don't know. It just makes people feel good. But part of the problem with society and actually the actual media is they jump on a story and we'll criticize how bad the media is. And they'll jump on a story because they want to be first. And here we are doing the same thing as regular people.
If I can get my medical advice from Joe Rogan, I can get my fucking college football news from my cousin down the street, all right?
Tigerpaws.com.
Hey, sometimes them people be on this stuff, man. You just got to kind of say,
What's the batting percentage?
For what story? Because everybody and their mama knew Cristobal was leaving for Miami except
that's
for
not
Oregon.
Even like, that's
I'm
like,
just saying.
Everybody knew that years in advance, man. Yeah. We all knew that.
And nobody knew that Lincoln was leaving except for Lincoln and USC.
Exactly. So sometimes you don't know.
Everybody was shocked about that.
Stuff with Texas. When Texas was looking for different coaches, there were rumors and it never – remember, they swore up and down Nick Saban was coming.
That was dumb. They swerved that Urban Meyer was coming. We all knew that shit was
going. Look how many rumors about Urban Meyer have been out there that aren't true. So, I mean, it happens a lot.
And look at how Urban Meyer's living. So there's got to be some truth to some of it.
Yeah, so I can't get with that. I'm so much of a stickler for like correct information. That's why we got these dudes still saying LeBron. The fans said bad things about LeBron's children with no evidence. And a guy on YouTube is not evidence that says he was at the game. That's not evidence. That's a claim. That's not evidence that happened. But we still got people swearing by it. He said multiple witnesses. And then somebody on Twitter that wasn't at the game said multiple witnesses. It's like, just because we just got to do better. Like, I don't understand how we can't. And I understand this because of the excitement of everything. It's fun when college coaches start moving around and that carousel is very, it's almost like the excitement that people used to have for the hot stove league and baseball. But good God, the fake news has got to stop. And this elder statesman of the NBA, even though maybe Bill Russell, but he's not as active as speaking. So I'll say Kareem is the elder statesman. He had a problem with LeBron's nut hugger dance, basically. I don't know, big balls dance. I don't know what to call it. But Kareem said, for me, winning is enough. Why do you need to do a stupid childish dance and disrespect the other team on the court? It doesn't make sense. Goats don't dance. Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with a man of Kareem's stature. Not Oscar Robertson, not, I don't know, Rick Barry, not somebody of a lesser stature, not that Oscar's not awesome, but somebody that's like, most people agree, is the second or third best basketball player of all time. But somebody like that on the mountaintop, just to have a criticism and say, you know, we don't conduct ourselves like that. I don't have a problem. I didn't have a problem LeBron did it. It's a little weird that he's building schools and doing the big ball dances, but whatever. I mean, I didn't think twice of it. They fined him. It's not good if everybody in the league does it, but I don't care. But I don't have a problem with Kareem saying anything about it either, though, because it wasn't classy.
So my N-word count is like six. So this is like the sixth time I was about to drop the N-word in this episode. Yeah, I know. This nickel, didn't you, when you was another, when he was Lou, didn't they ban Duncan because of him?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay. So was it because it was too flashy, or is it because, what was the reason behind that, other than the fact that he was tall and black? Why did they ban Duncan? I'm pretty sure it was because it was too flashy, right? At some point.
Flashy and just too dominant. Like when he could, if he could just dunk on you, I mean, what are you going to do?
I know you remember that. I don't remember. It was before I was born. You all right to that.
I read books. I was on live. I read books.
All right. But they banned that. And then I had another one. Oh, yeah. Cats changed their name and stop eating pork, and now they all too fancy for celebrating, bro. Hey, look, I love Kareem. All due respect, man. You ain't had no swag when you was at your peak, so I wouldn't expect you to understand what it's like to celebrate. LeBron is too old to be acting like that. And I swear I mean that with all due respect, because I got Kareem very, very high on my all-time list. And I respect it. I'm just saying.
The reason why he's not as popular as other people is because of stuff like this.
He's very intellectual. He never had swag.
You don't see that he has fun. You don't see that he's always speaks in that tone, and he doesn't I don't know. Why'd he pick this to criticize? All these years, this is the first thing that LeBron did to bother him. It's kind of, but I mean, he's old, man. Let it go. I mean, I see people say, oh, get off my line or whatever. I mean, what LeBron did was kind of weird at 38 to be doing that, the Sam Cassell dance. It's a little strange, but I don't know. It didn't bother me. He's old. And I don't know. It's something about he didn't like the vulgarity of it.
Green did a movie with Bruce Lee. And people thought it was like, people still think Joe Kelly is Kareem. That's how cool Joe Kelly was and how uncool Kareem was. It's basically the same damn movie. Joe Kelly had maybe three more lines than Kareem did. And Kareem had the movie first. Mm-hmm. And he's just swagless, man. He wouldn't understand. It's not his place. Let's let Dr. J criticize people celebrate. Somebody who actually has some swag. Hell, even Bill Russell had a little bit of swag.
Yeah, he does, because Bill Russell would talk a little trash after the game. A little something. It's a little late, but I think it still was last week. Yeah, last Tuesday. So The Undertaker went on Kevin Hart's show where he does I don't know what you call it, and he's not giving me any money, so I don't care what you call it, but they get in the ice bath, and The Undertaker went on there. Undertaker has been in character for like 30 years, so now he just kind of goes on places and enjoys his celebrity, finally. But he said, and it did it a disservice. It did him a disservice because Kevin Hart said WWE, but the places where they shared it said wrestling, Mount Rushmore. But Undertaker chose Andre the Giant, Steve Austin, The Rock, and Shawn Michaels. Three of them from his era. So a little bit biased. And then he didn't have Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan kind of did him wrong when he was trying to come up. But what'd you think of The Undertaker's Mount Rushmore, and what would be your wrestling Mount Rushmore?
Fuck Hulk Hogan, first of all. Overrated as shit. All right. I mean, I respect Undertaker too, just like all due respect to Undertaker, like I said, for my man Kareem. But Ric Flair gotta be in your Mount Rushmore, bro. He got to be in your
mind. That's because he said WWE. Maybe that. I hope that's why he said it like that. I think Kevin Hart, but I think
I would
put it on there. I was like,
love. Yeah. I mean, you still got to put him on there. Obviously, I love the Attitude Era. So Rock and Stone Cold are perfect. And then Andre the Giant for sure, man. I love Andre the Giant's story and a lot of what people say about him, just as a human being. And then obviously as a performer, makes me feel like he probably should be on most people's Mount Rushmore, especially in that fucking business.
Yeah. If I was doing it, I got to go with The Rock. His reign was real short before he went to the movies. He was big as a wrestler, became even bigger as a movie star. So I think he's like on the next level. So I'm putting Shawn Michaels, who's probably the greatest in-ring worker ever, one of the greatest all-around wrestlers ever, and did okay drawing. You got to put Hulk Hogan because he put wrestling on the map twice. I never liked him, but that's like not putting Babe Ruth on baseball.
And I don't put Babe Ruth on my list.
If you
pre-segregation shouldn't count. Pre-internet. Hulk Hogan, I guess, not most of us still.
But he even came back with the NWO and, you know, had the big blow up during the internet time. But Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, the biggest draw ever for like that period of time, led the Attitude Era. Everybody was watching wrestling again, probably more people even than in the 80s. So that's three. And then Ric Flair, woo! The legacy cannot be denied. Everybody knows who Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan are. And Ric Flair to this day is still relevant. People still quoting, people still doing celebrations and all that kind of stuff. And he's my favorite wrestler ever and one of my favorite people ever. Well, not as ethnically, but I'm saying he's a performer, you know. But
I've seen Stone Cold in a Bad Bunny music video. I've seen Hulk Hogan, I mean, not Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Matt Migos made Hulk Hogan an honorary member.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody fucking with this dude, Hulk Hogan, man.
He's dated.
I said Hulk Hogan, I mean, Ric Flair.
He didn't and age, again, Hogan don't age as well.
And if we're keeping track, this is my seventh time wanting to drop the N word, and it's more
what
fitting
than anything today, sir.
Because how do you mention Hulk Hogan and not want to say the N word? We're all a little racist.
When a man said it's in private, I don't worry.
We're all a little racist. Well, what do you say in private? Okay, we're all a little racist.
He did. You should be recording people in the house, bro. I don't think any different than other, my man. I assume
it was his fault. It was being recorded. Weirdo.
White people doing this shit in the. I assume Saltine's doing this shit anyway at home. So
what's Brooke up to nowadays?
I know, right? She was. What's she doing? Flashback, some kind of wrestling.
I feel like a regular person like me could have had a chance with her, man.
At some point, I feel like you could have just attended to the rapper, and you definitely could have had a shot at her, or just been in the wrestling. She did date Bubba Ray Dudley. Her standards are not high. So
yeah, I'm telling you, I could have definitely had a chance. I'd have definitely been the N-word that he was talking about too.
Yeah, he would not have been happy. Especially anyway, I'm not giving him a pass, I'm just saying. That's what I expect. If a white man in his 50s, I think at the time, his daughter's dating a brother, he's gonna have to come to terms with that. I mean, that was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. He's gonna have to come to terms with that one way or the other. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes, but some N-words are gonna be used. And I'd have been through it myself. And it just is what it is. I mean, by many accounts, he's a piece of shit in the business. A lot of people don't like him because he was always out for himself. I've heard other things too, but it is what it is, man. It's worse people out there in the Hulk Hogan.
Trust no white dude calling you brother.
don't do it.
Matter of fact, I should have been allowed to drop the N-word because Booker T said it when he was talking about him.
He slipped up, yeah. And Hulk Hogan was cool about that. He could have had Booker T.
Of course he cool about it. He said it too.
This is how they talk. He did say that one time. He's like, man, these rappers come to me and they just use the N-word. He's like, I just thought you could do it. Don't talk about this Hulk.
Yeah,
I heard on the podcast. He's like, yeah, but he said, I don't believe it. I don't say anything close to it. He said, if a black person said it in my presence, like, I want to flee. It's like, bro, no, too late, bro. And in more than a sports page news, there was an older Saltine couple sitting next to Drake. And they had no idea who he was until he tweeted or Instagrammed a photo out. And then their inboxes or their phone and text went crazy. And Drake said, she said Drake was a lovely young man. What do you think the population of, what percentage of the Saltine population can identify Drake?
In the world or just in America?
Just in America.
In America, probably like 3%.
You think? I was thinking like 10, like the old people, but like,
nah, man, because the way TikTok shaped right now, man, and 5G, everybody can get on it. So
my mom was like, I mean, obviously my mom's black, but even she's in her 60s, she was like, they don't know Drake. How do not know Drake? You can't escape Drake. It's real hard to escape Drake.
And he had a hit show that white people like too. So
this is true. But they were in Oklahoma. So once again, to Dalton and Oklahoma fans, quality of life, bro. You got people you want a coach to stay in a state where there are human beings that haven't been exposed to Drake. Like, come on, bro. You got people in your state that's making money on the front row of your Oklahoma City Thunder games that never heard a Drake song. Or just oblivious, even though Drake songs probably play at the games they listen to, they don't pay attention. But you never heard of Drake?
So you're Lincoln Riley. I'm going to give you an option. Would you rather go to a game where people don't know who Drake is, or would you rather be sitting next to Adele, Rihanna, and all these other fine women that be coming to these Lakers games?
Exactly. I know Lincoln will go to a Laker game. He's going to be at the Laker game, hold up for that job, meet everybody. You don't have to worry about what's that big girl's name? She's been banned.
Lizzo?
Yeah, she's been banned.
Got banned?
Remember she did? She was twerking and stuff. She got banned.
She got banned for
the from the crypto.com arena. They took
snap.
Oh, what happened to Staples? It's so funny. That's hilarious. Random rant. Staples I don't even look at Staples as like an advertisement anymore, because it's been Staples for so long. It doesn't even click in my mind that that's a marketed or a branded thing. I just think Staples Arena, like Arrowhead Stadium or something, but yeah. I definitely will know crypto.com is is branded and sponsored.
Damn, Lizzo.
I know, right? I'm sure she paid enough money, but I can handle Adele and Rich Paul at the games. That's fine. You know, Adele, I'm a little let down by your album. I've listened to half of it. It's not that great. Sorry, honey.
Not music for you, man.
I'm not going. I don't know what's going. You got anything you want to plug before you go? Less the plug.
Nah, man. I ain't got nothing to plug, man. Everything I plug just gets reformatted, man.
Man, you barely were using the boy. I don't even want to hear it. Oh, so just before the announcement, I'm not going to make a big deal out of Paige to respect his privacy to some degree. I don't want to humiliate him, but Keith Fleming won't be doing our podcast. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, don't be saying we, motherfucker.
The IB network, but that is me. We do appreciate all the hard work that he has committed to the network, but we are going in a different route, and we wish him the best in his future endeavors, and hopefully he'll stay around and be a part of the group. And you never know what could happen in the future, but right now we're not going that way.
Hold on, Keith. This motherfucker like 80 years old, man. We're going to get him out the pants. Hold it off.
I'm 43. I got a long.
Oh, man. But look, if I got to trade Keith for Sam, man, it's going to be tough.
Long may he reign. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for Actively Lazy, I am the commish asking you, you got a minute, fam?